And that's from their self-titled cassette EP, released in October. Before that, Golden Startlet with the song Stupid Punk Boy. A little bit of an oldie, but kind of a newbie, so I'm not going to pretend to know because I don't know, because I had never actually heard this band until I was putting this episode together. So I'm going to read some bits and pieces from their Bandcamp page. Golden Startlet were a 90s British punk band from Middlesbrough. They were active in the mid-1990s and released one cassette and two 7-inch singles on Slamped. Golden Startlet Punk Boyfriend, which is the cassette release that I just played, or that I played the song from, collects all of the band's radio sessions, and that was released on Girlsville out of Chicago, Illinois. And then before that, we started off with Wife with the song Splintered Style. That's off The Importance of Daydreaming LP, released on Recess Records in October. All right, set three. We're going to start it off with a new one from Billiam, Houston. We have Rock.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you just heard a new one from Snooper. The name of the song, Pom Pom, and that's from their new LP, Worldwide, released in early October, and they are out of Nashville. Always love hearing new stuff from Snooper. Before that, Pegamento with the song Pegamento. That's from their demo Instantanea, released in September on Chicken Attack Records, and they are out of Spain. Before that, the Gonies, or maybe it's the Gonies, I apologize. The name of the song is Dream Pop. And then before that, Mitraille, I think, out of Belgium. And I spell it Mitraille. Some of you are probably like, oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. With the song Tired, Need a Break. That's from their EP that was released in October on Belly Button Records. And then we started it off with one and only Billiam with the song Houston, We Have Rock. That's from the new 7-inch, the letter W and the numeral B. Okay, last set. The Seas with the song Wet Brain. Here you go.
Yeah.
Welcome Back. So that was the last set. And I ended it with Carnivorous Flower with the song All the Time. I'm really digging this record. Carnivorous Flower out of Richmond, Virginia. It features members of J Church and An Uneasy Peace and various other bands. That's from their self-titled IP. Oh my God. I'm recording this in the morning. I recorded the first part in the evening. And I was much more awake. And then I was like, oh, I got to finish this because we have a friend coming in town from Pittsburgh. And I was like, oh, I got to finish this in the morning. So my brain's not like fully awake. And I might sound a little different, you know, that morning voice. Okay, let's try this again. From their self-titled LP released on Dead Broke Records in August. Before Carnivorous Flower, you heard the one and only Heather the Jerk with the song No Animals. That's from a digital EP that was released on Goodbye Booze Digital, which is out of Italy. And Heather the Jerk is out of Madison, Wisconsin. Before that, Favored State with I'll Finish It. And that is from the Real Enough EP released this month. And they are out of Melbourne. And then we started it off with The Seas with the song Wet Brain. The Seas EP was released just last week on Human Future Records, and they're out of San Diego. Now the time has come for me to read you some important information. Listen to Maximum Rock and Roll at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. Email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. Do you have music to send us? Well, if you do, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, CA 94609, USA. If you would like to make a donation to Maximum Rock and Roll, you can do so at maximumrockandroll.com/donate. Subscribe and rate us wherever you find podcasts. Episodes are edited by Brandy with support from Paul, and you can always find a clean version for airplay at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. All right, what am I leaving you with? I always leave you with a classic, or what I regard as a classic. And what is more classic than Spaz? So here is Spaz with the song Return of the Wall of Death, from their classic 1997 album, Sweatin' to the Oldies. Until next time.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. We'll be right back.
years, CJSF has significantly strengthened its local and community reporting to put more stories and neighborhood news on the air. As local news continues to be under threat, your support is more important than ever. Help us rise higher and reach further with a donation to CJSF's 2025 Fund Drive at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573.
Is Bird Note. What birds are those along the shore? Sandpipers, yes, but which ones? Most are small and brown, darn hard to tell apart. But when you spot the sandpiper named Ruddy Turnstone, you'll have little doubt. With its short, bright orange legs and stubby, chisel-like bill, the chunky, robin-sized Ruddy Turnstone stands out among sandpipers. On taking flight, the turnstone flashes a vivid and unmistakable pattern of dark and light striping across its wings and tail. And that comical chatter is one of a kind, too. In spring and summer, the feathers of ruddy turnstones are bright rust, black, and white. They're the only truly calico-colored shorebird. Fall and winter finds them a duller brown and white, but they still flourish those vivid stripes in flight. Unlike most sandpipers, ruddy turnstones favor rocky beaches and jetties rather than tidal sand or mud. And about that curious name, turnstones do indeed use their stout bills to flip over stones, shells, and mats of seaweed, exposing small crustaceans and other food. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.